It's 8:30 p.m. here in the Capitol, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. May, thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has condemned the U.S. airstrikes in the Syrian city of Raqqa that have taken civilian lives. Ali Shamkhani called the air raids a genocide, adding that using prohibited weapons by the U.S. is an obvious example of human rights violation by American forces. The top security official made the remarks in a meeting with the Syrian Prime Minister Emad Khamis in Tehran. He warned that the West will see the blowback from its suspicious measures, which boost terrorism and fan insecurity in the Middle East. Shamkhani noted that peace can be restored to Syria and consequently to Europe if the opponents stop providing financial, military and technical support to the terrorist groups in Syria. Joining us now via Skype from Lancashire is Chris McGrane. He's an activist and political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, the U.S. Was very vocal about perceived civilian deaths in Aleppo when Russia and Syria were holding joint operations to liberate that city from the Daesh Takfiri terrorists. Not quite concerned about civilian casualties in Raqqa now, is it?
Exactly, and it shows complete hypocrisy on the American side. They were also very suspiciously quiet when it came to the liberation of Mosul in Iraq. Again, many of the same strategies were used in both cities, only it's a war crime in one city but not in another. Very suspicious of the Americans' reasoning there. Again, with this attack on Raqqa recently, they have actually been using white phosphorus. Now, the Geneva Convention actually specifies that any incendiary weapon that is used in a civilian area, which I would guarantee a city constitutes a civilian area, is prohibited. So this does constitute as a war crime. We've seen this many a time. Like, say, when Bashar al-Assad was accused unfoundedly of using chemical weapons, that was being used as a drumbeat for a regime change in Syria. When America do it, it seems to be fine, and nobody is questioning this. In Western media, I haven't even seen the weapon being named. People have mentioned that there's been casualties, but it just goes by as quietly as it always does. Nobody seems to make much of a fuss of it in the West, as long as it's happening in the very far, far, far away, and as long as America is the perpetrators, that means it's okay.
Right now, considering that, I'd like your opinion on this as far as then the U.S.'s aims and objectives go in Syria, because technically it's in Syria to protect civilians, to restore democracy, and to save civilians from aggression and oppression. But it seems that the aggressor here is not what the Americans are portraying.
Exactly, and this seems to be a strategy that America have used for a long, long time. Terrorism has always been a useful tool for them, going back as far as the Afghan war when they were training Mujahideen against the Marxist government there. Donald Trump actually admitted on one of his tweets, which is pretty much as official word as you can get these days, that America is now going to stop funding terrorist groups in the Middle East, specifically in Syria. Whether this comes to fruition, I doubt it severely, but just the fact that this was an admission that America does do this and that it uses it as a tool shows that they don't really have any objective of restoring democracy. Syria has a democracy. Whether it resembles an American liberal democracy for debate, I personally don't think it needs to resemble an American democracy in order for it to be a democracy.
Right.
But Syria already has a political apparatus that has been working just fine since the Syrian revolution. The groups that America is trying to put in power are not democratic forces. These are people that, at one point or another, were affiliated with ISIS themselves and have since crossed the line. The other groups being the so-called progressive groups, such as the YPG, who have recently suggested that they will make an alliance with Saudi Arabia and Israel. I don't know what type of progressive force, especially one that claims to be a communist group, would ever suggest that that is a progressive move. Jumping straight into the pocket of Western imperialism seems like a very reactionary and counterproductive move for any quote-unquote workers' revolution that the YPG claim to be waging.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to have to stop you there. That's Chris McGrane, activist and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Lancashire. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.